Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM, heard in Western Suffolk on 96.9 FM. I'm Michael Mackey. Suffolk County is in line to receive federal aid to help rebuild infrastructure damaged by a late December storm after President Joe Biden approved a major disaster declaration for areas of New York State. Governor Kathy Hochul announced yesterday. John Valenti reports on Newsday.com that Suffolk is one of a handful of New York counties, along with Erie, Genesee, Niagara, and St. Lawrence, that is now eligible for the Federal Public Assistance Program. It unlocks federal aid and provides funds to restore infrastructure damaged in the pre-Christmas storm that caused flooding, Long Island Railroad service suspensions, massive airport cancellations and delays, and waterfront damage. The disruptions hit communities in the towns of Southampton, Southold, Brookhaven, Huntington, and Oyster Bay especially hard. Long Island is no stranger to extreme weather events, and this past December, we saw a storm that battered our shorelines and led to significant coastal erosion. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone said in a statement Thursday, "I would like to thank both Governor Hochul and President Biden, along with our county emergency management team, for working to secure and provide the resources necessary to recover and rebuild from this storm," Ballone added. The storm barreled through Long Island on December 22nd and into the morning of December 23rd, then was followed by 2 days of sub-freezing temperatures and wind gusts of up to 55 miles per hour. New Yorkers are still recovering from the devastating storm over the holidays, and Governor Hochul said in a statement she's happy for the approval. State officials will tour the region this spring, including Long Island, hosting listening sessions on the issues impacting the mental health of area youth. Governor Kathy Hochul made this announcement yesterday. Robert Brodsky reports on Newsday.com that the move comes as Hochul attempts to build support for her 2024 proposed budget, which includes more than $1 billion over the next 5 years to overhaul the state's mental health system. "It's been overlooked for a long time," Hochul said of mental health during the first listening session at the New York State Psychiatric Institute in Manhattan. "But right now, our nation and our state are in the middle of a mental health crisis, and it's impacting all New Yorkers," said Governor Hochul. Teens from New York City schools yesterday discussed how the pandemic impacted their mental health, the role social media has played in their lives, how schools can promote wellness with students, and the types of mental health programs they'd like to see at school. The listening sessions will be coordinated by the State Office of Mental Health and the Office of Children and Family Services and will involve a cross-section of school-age youth from each host community. The Southampton High School varsity boys basketball team will be upstate in Glens Falls, New York tomorrow morning, competing in the New York State Public High School Athletic Association Final Four. The Mariners of Southampton, Long Island's Class B champions, will be in Cool Insuring Arena in Glens Falls, playing Catholic Central, the Section 2 Capital District champs, in the first game of the day with a 9 a.m. Saturday tip-off. And should SHS win that game, they will advance to the New York State Championship Final the following day at 1 p.m. So much excitement in Southampton over the Mariners as they extend an ancient tradition of championship basketball play for boys and girls in our community. Reflecting a trend among police agencies across the country, officers of the East Hampton Town and Sag Harbor Village Police Departments will soon be outfitted with body cameras. Christine Sampson reports in the East Hampton Star that grants from New York State's Department of Criminal Justice Services, $120,000 for East Hampton and $32,000 for Sag Harbor, will also enable the departments to set up infrastructure for the storing of large quantities of camera footage. Both East Hampton Police Chief Michael Sarlo and Sag Harbor Police Chief Austin J. McGuire say the cameras will benefit both their officers and the community. Quote, Throughout the Police Reform Committee process, body cameras were the one technology upgrade which drew consistent consensus in efforts to create improved transparency and continuing to build trust within the community, Chief Sarlo wrote in an email to the East Hampton Star. There are still some hurdles and purchasing and financing steps to get through, but we are committed to the process and hope to get this in place by the fall of 2023, said East Hampton's Chief Sarlo. Sag Harbor's Chief McGuire said video doesn't lie. We've had no issues of accusations of wrongdoing, but it's peace of mind for everybody. Everyone's moving in that direction. The technology is getting better, and the prices seem to be evening out, so it's not really optional anymore. It feels like it's becoming mandatory. I think everyone benefits from it. We want to be transparent, said Sag Harbor's Chief McGuire. We're not hiding anything from anybody. Body cameras for officers have been seen as a kind of equalizer to the cell phone cameras often used by bystanders in the course of an arrest. A top Suffolk official last month provided an insider's play-by-play of the Boulogne administration's early response to the September ransomware attack, detailing difficulties and successes in a way that has drawn the ire of at least one political rival. Mark Harrington reports on Newsday.com that a top Suffolk County official last month provided an insider's account of the Boulogne administration's early response to the September 8th ransomware attack, detailing difficulties and successes. The account by Lisa Black, Chief Deputy County Executive, turns a spotlight, at times disparagingly, on county workers as they responded to the cyber attack. The panel presentation to a county's association in Albany came as a special committee of the county legislature is investigating the attack. Black told the panel at the New York State Association of Counties in Albany on February 27th that she was on an economic development Zoom call at 11 a.m. with County Executive Steve Ballone when then County Clerk Judy Pascali called to alert her to the ransomware attack. Black asked Pascal if she could call her back. 2 minutes later, Black received a call from Scott Massillon. The Southold Peconic Civic Association will hold a public forum on affordable housing tomorrow at 10 a.m. at CAST on Main Road in Southold. Beth Young of East End Beacon reports that panelists will discuss community housing needs, current affordable housing programs, and Southold Town's draft community housing plan. All are welcome. That's the Southold Peconic Civic Association public forum on affordable housing tomorrow at 10 a.m. at CAST. Also tomorrow, in Hampton Bays, the Hampton Bays Hibernians St. Patrick's Day Parade from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. Tomorrow's parade steps off from the Hampton Bays Middle School on Ponquag Avenue, heading north to Montauk Highway, where it heads west to the intersections with Flanders Road. That's the St. Patrick's Day Parade tomorrow in Hampton Bays, and the weather is quite inviting for it. Nearly a quarter of the East Hampton Village Ambulance Association's volunteer corps has resigned since the East Hampton Village Board introduced a plan on March 2nd to create a new Department of Emergency Services to oversee the ambulance service. Christopher Gangemi reports in the East Hampton Star that 9 people have left and still more are reportedly mulling an exit in the next few months. The departures come on top of a year in which, according to village records, the attrition rate was already steep. The total number of volunteers has declined from 47 in December of 2021 to 31 after this week's exodus. A public hearing on the legislation to create the department will be held this morning at 11 a.m. in the Emergency Services Building during the monthly East Hampton Village Board meeting. I feel like we're sending a 911 call to the community. We've responded to them all these years. Now we need them to come forward and respond for us, said Geraldine Marola, a volunteer who recently resigned. She has served in the East Hampton Village Ambulance Association for the last 2 years. After serving with the Sag Harbor Ambulance for 7, she will be receiving her paramedic license in June, but will use her skills with the Bridgehampton and Springs ambulances. She hopes people show up at today's 11 a.m. hearing to speak against the legislation. The town of East Hampton pays East Hampton Village for ambulance service to the Northwest Fire District and other areas of East Hampton outside the village. And town supervisor Peter Von Skoyek said this week that, "I don't understand why they're making any changes or moves." This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.